Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio. Today on the show, we have brand new music from Carolyn Miller, the Highway Women, and Tiger Lily. We'll also be talking about our interviews with Carolyn and ladies of Tiger Lily over the years. This is going to be fun. But before we dive into this week's countdown, let's take a step back into last week and see where we left things off. At number three last week was A.C. Jones with her a brand new one, You Wouldn't Know Me Now. At number two last week was Gracie Carroll with Is Yet. And the number one spot last week was the brand new one from Melissa Coulter, Alone With You. So with that being said, let's jump into this week's countdown and see how it all shakes out, shall we? A group coming in this week at number three, I've interviewed one or two of them. And this is the brand new single from the Highway Women, I'm Dead Man Walking. It's coming in this week at number three on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
You flew into town, swept me off my feet, the kind of man I wanted to meet. Everywhere we went, they could feel the heat. Jacked up truck, always making a scene. Said someday I'd wear a diamond ring, then rode on by me like a tumbleweed. My foot's about to fail. Find out you move from girl to girl. Big mistake when you rock my world. If your lips are moving, then boy, you're lying. I won't be the last one crying. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on.
number three, that was the Highway Women with their brand new single "Dead Man Walking." The Highway Women is an all-female country blend of country rock and pop music, like no other, bringing a musical movement to a sport of the women in country music and beyond. The Highway Women fire on all cylinders, never fail to wow their audience and leave them wanting more. Their single "Stand Up and Fight" was released May 24th of 2019, and it's become the anthem for the Highway Women as it embodies the spirit and passion of their drive to succeed in the music industry. Their single and music video "God Made Me Right," released in January 2019. Made an impact nationally with their girl power thing and empowerment message. "Shake the Dust" was released in June of 2020. The music video has garnered over 400,000 views. They released their single "On the Highway," the official song of BA Highway Woman, on October 30th. On November 27th, they dropped their first EP, "The Highway." And on December 8th, that music video was premiered on Cowgirl Magazine. The Highway Women are on multiple artist watch lists for 2021 and named many best of lists for their single and video for "Shake the Dust." Their brand new single brand new single "Dead Man Walking," which you just heard, was actually released last Friday. And if I can find it, I'll tell you who makes up the Highway Women. As I said before, I know two of them. Bailey James and Christian Kay. Let me see. They are composed of Drew Haley, Bailey James, Christian Kay, and Jeff Page. That was the Highway Women with their brand new single "Dead Man Walking," coming in this week at number three on Indie Country Radio. Now the artist coming in this week at number two is a very, very dear friend of mine, and she actually made a fan video for this song that I'll tell you guys about after we hear it. And trust me, folks, if you have a chance, go watch this fan video. Just trust me. It will blow your mind and absolutely inspire you. So, with that being said, tune in this week at number two. This is Carolyn Miller with her brand new single "Flatline" on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Change, rewrite, erase.
New York's rising country artist Carolyn Miller has been performing professionally since the age of 8. A graduate of the Boston Conservatory at Berklee College of Music, Miller's background is in theater, film, TV, voiceovers, commercials, and she's a veteran member of SAG-AFTRA and Actors Equality Association. And Actors Equity Association. Influenced by country artists like Carrie Underwood and Faith Hill, along with pop icons Kelly Clarkson and Adele, Miller has used her big powerful voice to create her own style that captures the true essence of country pop. She released her debut EP in 2018 independently, which peaked during pre-order at number 7 on iTunes country charts. Since then, Miller's opened for artists such as Chase Rice, Ashton McBride, Walker Hayes, and most recently kicked off New York's Country 94.7 Stars and Strings event at the Barclays Center, starring Sam Hunt, Justin Lynch, Chris Jansen, Renoy June, and more. Miller's been seen on an impressive list of outlets, including Hollywood Life, CMT, Tasty Country, Sounds Like Nashville, Country Rebel, The Boot, and her songs and videos have been added to a rotation on Music Choice and the Country Network. Splitting residency between New York and Nashville, the Miller's already begun to make a name for herself in Music City, being tapped one to watch by the National Songwriters Association International and the Next Up Now artist by CMT. Despite the circumstances of this unprecedented time, Miller still made 2020 a impressive year, according to New York Country Swag. Her first release of the year, and about that, which we've played here on the show, reached 130,000 streams and was added into rotation on Music Toys Poppin' Country Channel. The song was also named Country Line Single of the Week on Chris Country Radio in the UK. I voted fan favorite on 104.7 WAYZ and was featured on several media outlets, including Digital Journal, Celeb Secrets, Music Mania Magazine, New York Country Swag, among others. And Miller followed that up with All In, which received support from Radio Disney Country, a Song of the Week, and added into new music rotation. New York's Country 94.7, CMT, The Morning Hangover, Spotify's New Music Nashville editorial playlist, and more. And the track has also achieved 100,000 plus streams a day. Driven by her passion for performing, Miller turned to a live streaming during quarantine, delivering over 100 live stream concerts for a various radio stations, media outlets, music venues, and even virtually hosting and performing various high-profile events and online festivals. Miller sang the national anthem for the New York Mets and hosted, as well as performed on, both of Music Mayhem's virtual country festivals, along with Billy Cyrus, Walker Hayes, Neil Towns, and more. Additionally, her live acoustic cover of When You Say Nothing At All, which featured on Country Rebel, amassing nearly 500,000 views. Miller's vivacious and enthusiastic personality has drawn in followers of all ages from all over the world. There's no sign of slowing down. Quote, COVID can't stop the music. It can't stop our passion. It's our duty as artists to spread joy and love, especially in the darkest times. Music is needed now more than ever. And I alluded to earlier a very special fan video that Carolyn made for her song Flatline. She reached out to fans and asked them to submit pictures and or videos of their comeback. It could be from a traumatic event. It could be from a car accident or whatever the case may be. But just as something that they felt that they came back from and rose from the ashes of. If you guys haven't seen that fan video, I strongly urge you to go watch it. You will 100% be inspired. I absolutely guarantee it. All right. Who's ready for the number one song of the week? The artists come in this week at number one are sister duo Tiger Lily. And I'll explain how this song landed them their now major label record deal. But anyway,
Maybe you're the odd one out in your hometown. Or you feel like your luck with love has run out. Can't hold them down. One swinging for the fences, but you struck out. Or the ones who know you best are miles away now.
Where they would see their fans, who were not residents of Nashville, showing up in droves to see the Chula perform alive in the flesh. Just as Tiger Lily had previously done in the early days, they were now utilizing additional online technology to engage with their fans, such as TikTok. As the platform of TikTok continued to grow, so did Tiger Lily. The band amassed over 400,000 followers on their own, in addition to becoming members of the 615 House, where TikTok Nashville artists come together and collaborate in videos for their 600,000 followers. Tiger Lily continued to tour and perform live, both in Nashville and throughout the Midwest, Northwest, and Southeast. By the end of 2019, Tiger Lily had played over 130 shows to close out the year, including opening spots for Leon Rimes, Big and Rich, Justin Moore, and Chris Jansen. Tiger Lily spent spring of 2020 much like the rest of the world at home. Tiger Lily closed out 2020, but being included in a global campaign with Kid Choose for their fall and winter campaign titled Progress, whatever that means. The campaign featured women entrepreneurs from all over the world, including Tiger Lily as trailblazers in the music industry. With new music on the way and Tiger Lily ready to hit the road, the sisters from North Dakota will continue to trailblaze. And as I might have alluded to earlier, the song you just heard, Somebody Does, helped Tiger Lily score their major label record deal with Monument Records. They released the song a little while ago on iTunes, and this thing absolutely skyrocketed to number one. And not just number one on the country charts. I believe it was number one all genre. I'm not even kidding you. But before they officially released it, they put up a snippet on TikTok, and it just instantly blew up before it was even officially released. And that caught Monument Records' attention. So they recently signed the girls to a major label deal, and I'm just so incredibly proud of both of them. So anyway, there you have it, folks. That wraps up this week's edition of Indie Country Radio. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. Hey, you've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.